is the Good Morning Hamilton podcast on 900 CHML.
Lion's Lair going to be celebrating its 13th anniversary September 27th. That's next week, with its annual pitch competition and gala event. It's going to bring together some of the great innovators and entrepreneurs in this community. And we have been chatting with some of the 10 finalists, these up-and-coming entrepreneurs, who are looking to be victorious on September the 27th. And one of those finalists is joining us now on Good Morning Hamilton. Awake, it's Canada's first clean tech solution for cremation ashes, where they combine science and spirituality to create legacies that live forever. Sounds interesting. Let's get into it with Amanda Kelly, the co-founder of Awake, who joins us on GMH. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. I'm doing well. Great to be here.
Did I summarize Awake in a nutshell? Is there more to it?
Yeah. So you talked well about our technology. What we're looking to do is open the Living Cemetery, Canada's first regenerative resting place. So it's a memorial forest where Canadians can actually leave the earth better and at a fifth of the cost of a traditional funeral.
So how does this work?
Essentially, 75% of Canadians choose to be cremated when the time comes. And most families today actually take the ashes home and they take a bit of time to decide what they want to do with them. It's actually 60% of us who do this. We are giving Canadians an option where they can choose a family tree in a protected memorial forest and have the ashes planted beneath that tree with our patented soil blend. And what most of us don't realize is cremation ashes are actually toxic to plants and soil. They have the same pH as pouring bleach into the earth. So at the Living Cemetery, we plant cremation ashes under your family tree with our patented soil blend that returns them to the earth to nourish new life. The great thing about our model is that it isn't like traditional cemeteries where you have a limited number of family plots. It actually lets you add family members at any time in perpetuity. So your family tree can really represent your family tree for generations to come.
That is a really neat idea. How did you come up with this?
Like a lot of us, I lost a number of family members during COVID, and I was sitting in my living room one day with three family members' ashes on my bookshelf. And I realized that one day that would be all I had left of everyone that I loved, and an innate object on a shelf. And I couldn't accept that. I started thinking about what I would want done with my own ashes and looking into the science of how ashes can actually become one with the earth again. After 2 years of pursuing that with my co-founder, Lauren, and talking to Canadians who have lost loved ones as early as last week to 5, 10 years ago who have their ashes and are looking for something that reflects their values and their life, gives a legacy for their life. We realized after all of those conversations, very emotional conversations, as you can imagine, that Canadians want a place where they can visit, where they can feel in communion with nature, and where they can leave a legacy that is a final positive imprint on the world.
It's a wonderful idea, and you can get more information online at awakeashes.com. We have about 30 seconds. You're one of 10 finalists up for this pitch competition. What would it mean to you and everyone else at Awake to win this thing?
Yeah, if we are able to win the first prize for Lion's Lair, we actually have secured an agreement to get matching funds with an angel organization that will let us open the gates to the first Living Cemetery location here in Ontario by 2025, giving everyone in Ontario and beyond the opportunity for a legacy that lives on.
That is awesome. Best of luck. And I'm sure we'll hear more from Awake down the road. Thanks for joining us, Amanda.
Thanks, Rick. Bye.
That's Amanda Kelly, co-founder of Awake, online at awakeashes.com. All the finalists online at innovationfactory.ca. The Lion's Lair Gala itself set for September 27th at Carmen's Banquet Center. You can get your tickets. Buy a table at lionslair.ca. And CHML's Shona Thompson will broadcast live from the post-gala show September 28th, 9 to noon at Innovation Factory.
Thanks for listening to the Good Morning Hamilton podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.